2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
Welcome in on this Thursday, September 15th, 2016. It's the MLB Daily Dispatch brought to you by DFSArmy.com. Quick eight-game slate here in the majors tonight. Let's get right to it. No further ado. I'm the man tonight. Love Rich Hill for the Dodgers. He is in Arizona, and look, typically you don't want to roll out a lefty in Arizona going up against this Diamondbacks team, but Rich Hill is a pitcher of a different breed at the moment. He's coming off that, weird situation that went down on Saturday where he had the perfect game. Jay Roberts, he takes him out of the game, won't let him finish it. Hill, on his way down to the clubhouse, kicks a cooler or something. Certainly wasn't happy. I don't think any of us would be happy in that situation. No fault of his, but you just have to wonder how he comes out tonight. In terms of inspiring hope, you gotta love the fact that in his three starts so far with the Dodgers, he hasn't allowed a run yet. He has also only allowed eight batters to reach base in 19 innings, does have 20 strikeouts in that span as well. Hill, for me, is the top option without a doubt. Johnny Cueto going up against the St. Louis Cardinals is also on my radar. And I know that this looks like a tough matchup on paper, but since the All-Star break, this Cards offense is just average at best. We do have an over-under of 7 in this game, so I like where Vegas is going with that aspect. Cueto, he's an innings monster. He'll get you through the game. He does get to go head-to-head against Wainwright, so this should be a pretty good matchup. But, obviously, it's Hill for me over Johnny Cueto tonight. Jared Eichhoff from the Phillies comes in as my value play of the night. He's had a lot of early success at home this season. Hasn't had it to the extent that he had it earlier in the season. But against this Pirates team, who's kind of just a dead fish flopping around on land lately, this could certainly be a good way to get yourself some more bats. Love me some Eichhoff more on the two-pitcher sites, of course. Also, don't mind some Eduardo Rodriguez. The only reason I like him here, he's had very good success against the Yankees over the course of his career. However, he's going to see a little bit of a different lineup than he has in the past against the Yankees. So that you have to look out for. Take a look at the lineup for the start. But again, he's another decent option there at SP2. Moving on to the hitters tonight. We'll start with the catchers. I really love Yasmani Grandal, and it's Grandal or bust for me at the catcher position. If you like, or if you don't like Grandal, or he's not playing tonight for whatever reason, Russell Martin's not a bad option there. He's usually batting in a pretty good spot in the lineup. The Blue Jays projected to have a very good night tonight, and I don't mind him. Other than that, I really don't like too many other catchers out there. We can talk about it in the Slack channel later, but again, Grandal or bust from it. First baseman, we got a lot more options than we do at catcher, as we always do. The big power position in baseball. But I'm going to start it off with Albert Pujols and CJ Cron of the Angels. J Happ got absolutely rocked his last time out against the Angels, and this was in Toronto. I kind of see a similar situation happening tonight where a lot of these Angels can, get their night going against Happ. Pujols and Cron definitely or obviously have the platoon advantage over Happ here. But I like both of them in this matchup. Adrian Gonzalez, you're going to hear a lot of Dodgers going up against Archie Bradley today. They're projected very well, just as the Blue Jays are. But, Adrian Gonzalez, very affordable there on FanDuel at 3,200. So he's certainly an option. And then Angels game, Edwin Encarnacion, top-ranked first baseman of the day, as well as Anthony Rizzo going up against the Milwaukee Brewers. Anthony Rizzo, absolute crushing right-handed pitching this year, so it's a natural fit. I'm going to stick with two teams that we've already got heavy in here for second base. Chase Utley probably going to be leading off for the Dodgers tonight. They're projected to do well on offense. Utley's going to be involved in the mix. Ben Zobrist for the Cubs, another good option at second base. Again, just going up against Jimmy Nelson, it's not a good matchup at all. Moving on to third base, I like Manny Machado the most out of all the groupings that we've got there. Machado gets to go head-to-head against Blake Snell tonight. As a platoon advantage, going to have a great hitter's park to hit in. So things like that make him an elite option in my mind. He is $3,900 on the FanDuel, but I think he'll be well worth the price this evening. Other third baseman on the slate that I like, Chris Bryant, going to cost you a pretty penny too, but the Cubs should have a very good night tonight against Jimmy Nelson. And then Justin Turner, again, just going to keep piling on Archie Bradley. Going to hear even more of it. We're not even done yet, but certainly like him there. And then Mikel Franco would probably be my value play for the Phillies tonight. Third base, typically you're not going to get higher ownership on him when he's going against right-handed pitching. But that's when he does his most damage. He's actually better against right-handers than he is against lefties. The statistics don't necessarily show that this season, but over the course of his short career, that is how it's been going down. Let's go shortstop, Corey Seager. Look, this guy is probably one of the highest hitters in baseball right now, going up against Archie Bradley and just the Dodgers projected to do so well tonight. That is going to be probably my top play of the night right there with Corey Seager. Brad Miller going up against Giovanni Gallardo at Camden Yards is also a good spot. And then, again, let's continue to pile on these crappy pitchers. Troy Tulowitzki for the Toronto Blue Jays, and then Addy Russell and Javi Baez for the Cubs. Last but not least, we take a look at our outfielders. And I love Mike Trout tonight with two advantage over Jay Happ. Look, Trout's more often than not going to be the best or the most talented player on the slate. I like Seager's matchup and Machado's matchup better, but Trout is no slouch. So if you can afford him in your lineup, certainly get him in there. Do like Adam Jones, just like his teammate Manny Machado tonight. Jones is going to be leading off and in a very great position. Michael Saunders for the Blue Jays is also in the mix. And if you want to go with some value in the outfield tonight, all the Dodgers outfielders are priced under $3,000 tonight on FanDuel. So that's going to be guys like Yasiel Puig, Jock Peterson, Josh Reddick, guys of that nature. It could be a wonderful night for the Dodgers. And I need to flip out on FanDuel because they don't have this last guy that I'm going to mention for everybody today. But Roman Quinn of the Philadelphia Phillies. Guy has not put up a zero yet. And the reason why I'm going to flip that, he's not on FanDuel yet, and neither is George Alfaro. Both these guys, two major prospects in the Phillies organization, still not on FanDuel yet. And they need to be. This is ridiculous that they're not there yet, especially Roman Quinn. And he had the big game the other night. I had him in my lineup that night, which worked out very well. But, guy hasn't posted a zero. He's got major stolen base upside. So on Fantasy Draft, DraftKings, and those two sites over there, I think this is absolutely a guy that you have to have in there, especially in Fantasy Draft, where he's 5,400, which is, near bare bones minimum. Tonight, obviously, you're not going to have a lot of guys playing the MLB DFS. We got an NFL game. In my opinion, this is a great night to take advantage of some easy money. I think, you will have some baseball lifers, but you're also going to have a lot of guys that are more focused on setting their NFL lineups, and that's going to take a lot of time away from these guys. So, if you're going to play MLB today, make sure you do it right. Start with this pod and these player picks and whatnot. Not going to have the article out today, just this podcast. But, this is certainly a great way to get started. Good luck to everybody out there tonight. I will be back tomorrow with a couple picks for a full Friday night slate. Peace.